This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. 70 more aid trucks entered Gaza from Egypt's Rafah border crossing Saturday, day two of a truce between Israel and the Hamas military group that controls Gaza. The second phase of a hostage and prisoner swap is also expected to take place Saturday between Israel and Hamas. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A Hamas spokesman told Qatar's Al Jazeera TV that foodstuffs, fuel, water, and medical supplies were among the main items entering Gaza. The second phase of a prisoner and hostage swap between Israel and Hamas was also in the process of being implemented Saturday afternoon as Israel released 42 more Palestinian prisoners from its detention centers, while Hamas was expected to hand over 14 Israelis to Egypt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for his part, said on social media platform X that he was determined to bring back all Israeli hostages, whatever the circumstances. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, another pro-Palestinian march with tens of thousands of people took place in London Saturday. In an interview with the Associated Press, Stop the War protest organizer Lindsay German said her group wants to see the British government do more to bring about a permanent stop to the fighting in Gaza.
Pause is only for 4 days. The Israelis have said they're going to intensify their bombardment. They're going to go to the south, which is where they told people to go to be safe. Now they're saying that they're not going to be safe there. So we expect an intensification of anything over the next few days. So we're determined we want a ceasefire, and that's a permanent ceasefire.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.